Hey, this is Eric Amarola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports on AM 750.
Let's talk NASCAR here on Drive Time Sports. Coming up on May 17th, we'll get the return to the track, and we'll get NASCAR Cup Series racing right back here on KOL. It's been a long time. We got four races down before the suspension in the season, and now NASCAR is going to return with a very hectic schedule. And joining us right now to talk about that and more, we have Alex Hayden, longtime play-by-play announcer for the Motor Racing Network. Alex, always a pleasure. Thank you again for joining us.
No, yeah, absolutely. Glad to do it. Thanks for having me on the program. Sadly, we have lots of time on our hands, but hopefully that'll change here in the near future.
Yeah, we got some great news last week. The revised schedule, we're going to get a lot of Cup Series racing, it seems like, in a very short period of time, which is really great news. I mean, maybe just a taste of the norm. That's what we can expect, right, as we get set for the middle of May now is what it looks like.
Yeah, it's the 17th of May is when we're going to get things going again at Darlington Raceway in South Carolina. You know, race cars on the racetrack, that's what we're all kind of waiting for. And no, there won't be any fans, and that's a bummer for sure. But to get cars on the track, at least, that's step one in this whole process of trying to get back to normal. So at least the state of South Carolina is opening back up. As a matter of fact, today, restaurants and other shopping centers and stores are all opening up today in South Carolina. So by the time we get down there to go racing on the 17th, we hope things are going to be a lot better off. So 17th is when the first race is, and that's a Sunday afternoon. We'll go back on Tuesday in Darlington to run after that the Xfinity Series. And then the very next day on the Wednesday night, we'll run another Cup race at Darlington. So lots of racing getting ready to take place.
Yeah, definitely. Again, as you pointed out, May 17th in Darlington, May 20th as far as the Cup Series is concerned, with the Xfinity Series falling in between. And Alex, I know for a very long time, fans of the sport have really wanted to see some midweek racing, right? I mean, this is something that fans have talked about for a little while. So in a sense, they will get their wish.
Absolutely. And there's a hefty margin of people that want to see midweek night racing. We're going to find out if it's going to work or not. No, again, there won't be fans in the stands. So what would the turnout be for race fans to go to a midweek night race? We'll wait and see how that plays out eventually in the future. But for right now, we'll find out just how interested people are in seeing midweek primetime NASCAR racing. I, for one, think it's a good thing. I think we're going to see lots of turnout on the radio side of things and also on the television side of things. And then if we do choose to run on a midweek Cup race, a night race in the future where race fans can show up, I think we're going to have a great crowd for that, too.
Yeah, well, let's talk about, first off, the teams, and now that we know that we're getting racing back and they've had a little bit of head time here as to when they're actually going to return to the track, have you got a sense as to what preparation has been like since the announcement was made that, hey, May 17th, we're back and rolling?
It's all hands on deck at the race shops. I've texted with a couple of crew chiefs and some of my buddies on some of these teams, and it has been all hands on deck. They've got to get race cars prepared because they've been basically sitting still for a month or so, and they did not have Darlington-type race cars prepared ready to go. So that's the big thing. You got to get Darlington cars prepared. Not one, not two, not three, but four of them, because you better have a backup car just in case. So we'll see how this plays out. And then, obviously, they got to have Charlotte race cars ready to go as well, because the way this works, if we'd have been on a regular schedule, they'd have just gotten to the Charlotte cars to get them started to be prepped about this time where we're at right now in the calendar. We're way behind right now as far as getting cars prepared for certain racetracks. So this is going to be one of those where the employees at the race shops are going to have a huge impact on the success on these first couple of race weekends.
You were talking about getting a backup car set up and talking about three to four different cars. How does the schedule of racing Sunday, Wednesday, Sunday affect the Cup Series in that regard?
Well, there's not going to be any staying in Darlington. You're going to drive over, and from the Charlotte area where the majority of these teams are based, it's only about a two-hour drive. So it's not bad at all. Just drive to Darlington. Now, the first race weekend on the 17th, race day, I should say, on the 17th, they are going to show up, unload, and start the race on points. And there's not going to be any practice laps. There's not going to be any qualifying. Literally unload, run the cars through technical inspection, make sure everything's legal on every race car, and then line up and go race. We're going to run 400 miles. That is the plan for the first race on the 17th. It is subject to change, however, when we get back to Darlington a couple of days later on the 20th, because everything is fluid. It's a learning curve. If teams demand that they need some practice time, then NASCAR may grant them that. There's been a scenario tossed around that they'll get 30 minutes of practice time on Wednesday the 20th and potentially take your fastest practice lap and make that your qualifying lap. There's a lot of different scenarios that are being talked about, but until we get through race number one on the 17th, we're not really sure what's going to happen. All we know for sure right now on the 17th is we're going to show up, no practice, no qualifying, and we're going to set them by points and go race 400 miles. Now, keep in mind, when we go back to Darlington on the 20th, that Wednesday night, it's going to be a 500-kilometer race, which means it's going to be 310 miles around Darlington Raceway. That's a relatively quick Cup Series race. So the strategy is going to be playing out much different on that as well, and that's where the crew chiefs and engineers really better be on their game.
Again, Alex Hayden joining us right now as we talk about the return of NASCAR. Do not forget, you'll be able to follow NASCAR live right here on KOAO, 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM, May 17th, back at it May 20th for another Cup Series race. Alex, as far as the preparation is concerned, look, we could talk about a broadcast standpoint. Boy, this got thrown at you, I would assume, relatively quick, didn't it? Or did you expect this announcement?
Well, there were some rumblings over the last week and a half that we would get back to racing a little quicker than a lot of people may have projected. There was a lot of people thinking it was going to be mid-June before we could get back to the racetrack. And it all depended on the governments of certain states. Keep in mind, NASCAR, much like the PGA Tour, is much different than stick and ball type sports. We don't have home games. Therefore, we have to go to these racetracks in states and or cities where they're actually open for business. First thing first is the race teams themselves, they had to be declared eligible to be open for business to get back to work in the state of North Carolina. That was granted last week. And then we found out that the state of South Carolina has opened up for business. We talked about that a moment ago. So it made sense. Darlington Raceway, a quick two-hour drive from the Charlotte area, the state is open for business. Let's go ahead and start racing and get back to it there in Darlington. Then the governor of North Carolina elected to say, yes, Memorial Day weekend in May, we can, in fact, race at Charlotte without race fans. So that kind of fell into place as well. We're waiting to hear what Virginia is going to do, as well as Tennessee, because of Martinsville and Bristol, respectively, before we go on to Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta is another one of those tracks that's potentially going to be made up here on the near future schedule. And then we'll find out where we go from there, potentially down to Homestead, Florida. So there's a lot on the table right now, but it, again, is all dependent on when these states are going to actually be open for business.
Alex, let me ask you this question. You mentioned stick and ball, you know, basketball, baseball. Are we going to get a return to the NBA season? Are we going to see the start of the Major League Baseball season anytime soon? I believe the answer to both those questions would be yes, but with no fan involvement. Now, you're going to get to see this again on the 17th, no fan involvement. How does that affect NASCAR at all, or does it? I mean, is it kind of like a meaningless little quip when we talk about returning to the track and there being no fans?
Well, yes and no. That's a tough one because realistically, nobody really knows how this is going to involve NASCAR as far as is it going to be good or is it going to be bad. I choose to take the half full glass, if you will. I think it's going to be a good thing. And the reason I think so is because we're going to be the first major sport to get back at it. Yes, we're going to do it without race fans, but we're still going to be doing it with live sports on the radio, live sports on television. So I think we're going to get ahead of the stick and ball sports and kind of flood the market. And in my idea, and the way I choose to look at it, we have an opportunity here, a golden opportunity to grow the sport with potential new fans, because baseball fans, basketball fans, hockey fans, whomever you might be a fan of, you're not able to watch your sport live. Well, you're going to see live sports for the first time in about 45 days. And the chances are we're going to see a lot of new eyes and ears paying attention to NASCAR racing here, especially that first week in Darlington, followed by the second week in Charlotte. So I think this is going to be a good thing for our sport in the long run. Now, yeah, it's going to be weird without any race fans in the stands, but if this is what it takes to try to get back at it, then let's do it.
No question. And before I let you go, we have to take a look at the series standings as well, the Cup Series standings, because, again, as you mentioned, it's been close to 50 days since we have seen some NASCAR action. So for those who are unaware, Joey Logano got off to a stellar start to this season. He's got 163 points, a couple of wins under his belt, and then it goes Alex Bowman, Denny Hamlin, Kevin Harvick, and Chase Elliott. That's a look at the top five right there. Curious as to your thoughts as the way the first four races of the season played out.
Well, now that we're where we're at with our country and the globe, for that matter, given the circumstances that we're at, how big were those two wins in the first four races for Joey Logano? He's locked into the playoffs later in the year. So even though we've been kind of on hold for the last 45 days, this is huge for Logano. It's also huge for other teams that have already gotten wins as well, like a Denny Hamlin, for instance. And when you look at it this way, that means no matter if they have a rusty start getting back at the racetrack and getting things going again, if they don't have the momentum that they had earlier, at least they know they're playoff eligible and they're going to be racing for a championship this year. So I think it gives them a pretty good mulligan, if you will, if you want to use a golf term there. If you're a team that did not win those first handful of races, obviously you want to be able to get a good start right now. I see this as a golden opportunity for some of those teams to jump out because it's an even playing field. Nobody's been able to work on their race cars. Nobody's been testing. Nobody's been doing anything but basically sitting around waiting for the track to open back up. So if you're a team that might be underfunded, maybe looking for a sponsor, you can get out and have a good day at Darlington, one of these first two Darlington races. You could set the table and set the tone for the rest of your season in a positive manner. So I think there's some big momentum to be gained here by teams that stumbled out of the gate. However, if you're Logano, Denny Hamlin, those other guys who won already this year, I think you're in a pretty good position as well.
I don't want to jump too far ahead, but I'm going to throw another question at you as far as a shortened race at Darlington, okay? Who does that benefit in your mind? Because it's something like we haven't seen before, right? 310 miles at Darlington. Who does that benefit? Is there anyone in your mind that you say, look, this plays right into his alley?
Yeah, you know, tires are going to be important at Darlington. They always are. That track is kind of like sandpaper, and it just eats the tires up. So to win at Darlington in the general, the normal 500-mile race, you have to be very, very ginger on the throttle and not spin the tires and wear them out too soon. So to me, there's a handful of drivers that are just outstanding at saving their tires. One of them actually is Denny Hamlin. Hamlin is fantastic at that. He has just a knack of laying out of the throttle and rolling out of it, getting into the corner much sooner than everybody else, which prevents the car from sliding. That also gives him the advantage of being able to get back on the accelerator mid-corner and beat the competition down the straightaway. So I think Denny Hamlin's in the catbird seat with these shorter races, because even though it is a shorter race, and especially this first one on the 17th, you're starting by points. So if you didn't get off to a good start, you're going to be at the back of the field, and it's going to force you to drive your car a little bit harder and potentially overdrive the race car and get yourself in some trouble. I think that affords the luxury to guys like Denny Hamlin. I think Kevin Harvick is in that boat as well. He's another one of those drivers that really knows how to save his tires.
Alex Hayden, again, of the Motor Racing Network, taking out the time to join us. Alex, I always look forward to the conversations. I really appreciate you taking out the time to join us once again. Before I let you go, I got to let you throw out the Twitter account and everything else that the listeners need in order to follow you and stay up with some NASCAR news.
Yeah, Twitter, all of social media, I'm at the Alex Hayden. It's real simple. Regular Alex Hayden was taken by a comic book character, believe it or not. So I took a page out of some of the other folks on Twitter and put T-H-E, the Alex Hayden. That's where you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snap, any of those. It's all the same, at the Alex Hayden.
Alex, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for the time, and hopefully we talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Thanks so much for having me on.
Always fun to have Alex Hayden here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to break one last time. We'll return and put the final touches on this edition of the show when we return.